Relax, Archie. Relax.
Yes, here he is again, the youngsters, millions of readers of Archie Comics magazine know and love so well, Archie Andrews and all his gang. For our weekly visit to Riverdale. It's Saturday morning as we look in on the Andrews home, and we find Mr. and Mrs. Andrews and the pride and joy of the Andrews family, Archie himself, seated around the breakfast table.
More coffee, Fred? Fred, I said more coffee.
Yes, dear, I think so, too.
You think so, too? Fred Andrews, did you hear what I said?
Oh, yes, dear, of course I heard you.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did. I heard every word you said.
Well, what'd I say?
Well, you said that I mean, you asked if we... That is, you wanted me to... Mary, what did you say?
I asked you whether you'd like another cup of coffee, dear.
Oh, coffee. Well, dear,
pass
I
the
don't...
toast, please.
Oh, here you are, Archie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mary,
pass
I don't...
the butter, please.
Here you are.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mary,
pass
I don't...
the salt, please.
Archie, I'm trying to talk to your mother. Do you mind?
Excuse that. I don't mind.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Archie!
Okay, Dad, okay.
Okay. Now, Mary, I was trying to say, no, I don't want any more coffee. I'll be leaving for the office in just a moment. And...
Oh, dear. The phone. Archie, answer that, please.
But, Mom, I'm eating my toast.
Archie!
Okay, Mom, okay. Fine, okay. Can't even get to eat breakfast around here. Ask Dad to pass something and I get bawled out. Gonna have to answer telephone.
Okay, I'm coming.
Hello.
Hello, Archie. Hi, you all Archiekins. It's awful good to hear your voice, Archie. The reason I called, Archie, I wanted to ask if you'd like to go to the party the Riverdale Subdebs are giving next week.
Party the Subdebs are giving?
Uh-huh. We're having a dance out at the country club, and the girls are inviting the boys.
Gee, and you're inviting me?
Uh-huh. Would you like to go?
Oh, gee, wish you were, Veronica. I'd love to go. Oh, it sounds like it ought to be a great dance.
Oh, it will be, Archie. Well, everybody in town's going. Just love formal, don't you?
Oh, sure. Formal? Veronica, did you say the dance is formal?
Uh-huh. That's the main reason we girls decided to have the dance, so we can get dressed up in our evening gowns.
Oh, sure. I know what you mean.
And the boys will look so wonderful in tuxedos.
Yes, they have one.
What?
Oh, nothing, Veronica. I just said I'm sure we'll have fun.
Oh, well, anyway, I'm awful glad you can make it, Archie. See you later.
Yeah. Okay, Veronica. And thanks for inviting me.
Oh, not at all. Goodbye now, Archie.
Bye, Veronica. Oh, boy, a formal. Why does she have to invite me to a formal? Boy, now what am I going to do?
Archie, oh. Are you answering that?
Answering what, Mom?
The door. It's raining.
She was a dead? Okay, I'll get it. Hello. She was Jughead.
What'd you expect? Princess Jasmine?
No, Jughead, I did not expect Princess Jasmine or... Princess Jasmine? I mean Jughead, Mom.
Oh, all right, dear.
Gee whiz, Jug, am I glad to see you.
Me?
Why? Because I'm in trouble and you got to help me figure something out.
What's the matter?
Veronica just invited me to a dance the Subdebs are having out at the country club next week, and it's formal.
Yeah, I knew that. What's wrong with formal?
Nothing, Jug, except that I don't have a tuxedo.
Gee, you don't?
My old tux was too small last New Year, so it sure won't fit now.
Well, rent one.
Rent one?
Uh-huh. There's a store downtown that rents tuxedos for $2. I called them yesterday.
Gee whiz, did you rent one from them?
No, I'm going to rent my Uncle Herman's. He's only charging me $1.
He hasn't got another one, has he?
Nope.
Oh. Well, then I'll rent the tuxedo at that store. $2. Let's see. I have 25, 50, 75, $1 even. Gee, I have $1, Chuck, so all I need is another dollar. Maybe I can talk Dad into giving me one measly little old dollar.
Sure.
See you later, dear.
Oh, here he comes now. I'll ask him. Oh, Dad.
Oh, yes, Archie. Oh, hello, Jughead.
Hello, Miss Sanders.
Dad?
Yes, Archie.
There's something I want to ask you.
Yes, Archie.
Could I have a dollar?
No, Archie.
Thank you. No. She was dead. Did you say no?
Yes, Archie. No.
But, Dad, I gotta have a dollar. I'm going
no,
to...
No, Archie. N-O, no.
Please.
Not Y-E-S, yes, but N-O, no.
G-E-E-G. Jug, don't be so funny. Now, where am I going to get a dollar?
Don't look at me, Archie.
Jug, I never look at you unless it's absolutely unavoidable. And this time, it's unavoidable. Now, Jug, give me one good reason why you won't lend me a dollar.
I don't have a dollar.
Well, I... I guess that's a good reason, Jug. But are you sure?
Sure. Listen, Archie, this morning when I asked my father for some money, he borrowed a quarter from me.
Gee, but I gotta get a dollar if I'm gonna go to that formal. I just gotta get... Oh, fine. Hello?
Hello, Archie?
Yes?
This is Mrs. Jenkins. Is your mother home?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Jenkins. Just a minute, I'll call her. Mom? Oh, Mom?
Yes?
Telephone?
Oh, all right, dear.
Hello, Jughead.
Hello, Mrs. Andrews.
Thank you, Archie. Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Andrews. This is Mrs. Jenkins.
Not a thing. Oh, hello, my dear. How's the baby?
Oh, just fine. But that's what I'm calling about. Do you know of a babysitter?
What do I do?
Babysitter?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
My maid left, and I simply must get some shopping done this morning.
But Archie, just be quiet.
Well, Mrs. Jenkins, I don't know anyone who does that sort of work, but I understand you can call a high school. They have a babysitter service.
Archie,
oh,
that's
a fine idea, Mrs. Andrews. I've forgotten all about that. I'll call them right now.
I'd offer to watch the baby for you, Mrs. Jenkins, but the fact is I have to run downtown myself this morning.
Oh, I couldn't think of bothering you, Mrs. Andrews. I'm sure the school can send someone reliable. Thanks ever so much for suggesting it.
You're quite welcome, Mrs. Jenkins.
Bye now.
Goodbye. Well, Archie, what are you talking about? Huh?
Oh, I was just thinking about something, Mom. Just thinking about something.
Oh, well, go eat your breakfast. I'm going out.
She was yours?
Yes, dear. I have a little shopping to do. I'll be back later.
Okay, Mom. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, boy. Pennies from heaven.
Huh?
Jug, that's the answer to my prayers.
What are you talking about?
You'll find out. Hand me that phone.
What?
And be quiet. Hello, operator. Get me Riverdale 872.
Who's 872?
You'll see, Jug. You'll see.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Jenkins?
Yes?
This is Archie.
Who?
Archie Andrews.
Oh, hello, Archie.
Hello. Mrs. Jenkins, I understand you're looking for a babysitter.
Yes, Archie, I am. Do you know of anyone?
Well, that depends on what you're paying, Mrs. Jenkins.
Paying? Why, I usually pay a dollar.
Then you got a sitter.
I have? Who?
Me.
Archie, there must be something wrong with this connection.
Huh?
For a moment, I thought I heard you say you wanted to watch my baby.
I did.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Why, Archie, I had no idea you were interested in that sort of work.
Neither did I, Mrs. Jenkins, till just a little while ago. It's a financial emergency, you might say.
Oh, I see. Well, all right, Archie. If you care to take the baby out for a walk in her carriage while I go shopping, I'll be glad to pay you a dollar.
Gee whiz, you will? Oh, boy, that's swell, Mrs. Jenkins. I'll come right over and get her. Oh, but there's one other thing, Mrs. Jenkins.
Yes?
The terms of the deal.
Yes?
For reasons I can't go into, it'd have to be cash in advance. Open the door wider, Drug, so we can get the carriage into the house.
Yeah.
Pretty big carriage.
Okay, Archie. Yeah. Listen, why are we bringing the baby into your house?
Yeah.
Mrs. Jenkins said she wanted you to take it for a walk.
I know it, Jug. I know it. And we will take the baby for a walk as soon as I get back from the tuxedo store.
Huh?
Yeah.
Jug, that's why I wanted the dollar in advance. I gotta run down there right now and order a tuxedo before they're all gone. Why, every kid in town will be hiring tuxedos for that dance.
But I still don't know why you brought the baby here.
Because it'll be easier for you to watch the baby in here.
Oh, all right. Me? Me? Now, listen, Archie.
Now, Judge, don't get excited. You know I wouldn't ask you if it wasn't important.
But
all I want you to do is help me out for 5 minutes while I run down to that store. Gee, wish you can do that much for me, can't you?
But I don't know anything about babies.
Jug, you don't have to know anything about babies. Just watch her, that's all, and don't do a thing.
Oh, yeah? What if she gets hungry?
Don't do a thing.
What if she cries?
Don't do a thing.
But what if she... I better not do a thing.
That's right, Jug. I only want you here in case the house burns down or gets hit by a tornado. If neither of those things happen, you just sit here.
Well, okay. But, gee whiz, couldn't you at least put the baby to sleep before you leave?
Jughead, how am I going to put the baby to sleep?
I don't know. Maybe if you sang to her.
Call me all right, Jughead. If it'll make you happier, I'll sing to her.
Lullaby and good night with roses bedight, with lilies bedecked, is babies we bear. Lay thee down now and rest. May thy slumber be blessed. Lay thee down now and rest. May thy slumber be blessed.
Gee, Jug, it worked. She's asleep.
Yeah. I told you it would work.
Well, now you've got nothing to worry about, Jug, so I'll run down to the tuxedo store while you watch her.
Okay, but hurry up.
Jug, I'll be right back.
How do I get into these things? Watching babies. I hope Archie isn't gone all day.
Oh, boy.
He's awake again. Go to sleep, baby. Go to sleep. Baby, please go to sleep.
Hey!
Did she stick her tongue out of me just then? She sure did. Well, I'll show her. Oh, boy, I had to open my big mouth. Boy, what a racket. Baby, please. Baby, don't. Baby, don't cry. Shut up! She wins. She speaks English. That's a good baby. Nice baby.
Every time I look at her, she starts crying.
I got it. Maybe if I got her a toy or something, she'd be quiet. I wonder if Archie has anything in his room that a baby could play with. I'll go look.
Oh, for pity's sake, what's this?
Why, Mrs. Jenkins' baby. What on earth is she doing here? I wonder if Mrs. Jenkins couldn't get anyone to watch her and decided to leave her here. Well, she must have. Oh, but that baby shouldn't be indoors. She's dressed much too warmly. I'll take her out in the backyard and put her to sleep in the sun. She... Oh, dear, now who can that be? Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Andrews. This is Betty.
Oh, hello, dear.
Is Archie home?
No, dear, he isn't. I don't know. Oh, dear, there's the baby.
The what?
The baby. She's crying.
Baby? Mrs.
Andrews, yes. Yes, dear, and I've got to get her to sleep.
When did all this happen?
Just a few minutes ago. Betty, I know less about it than you do.
What?
Betty, I can't talk now. I'll call you later, dear.
All right, Mrs. Adams, but if there's anything I can do to help, be sure and let me know.
All right, Betty, goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, I don't know why people have to call at a time like this. Now, just what did Betty mean, if there's anything she can do to help out?
I tell you, I was so surprised I couldn't talk. Mrs. Andrews told me herself she just had a baby.
Well, I had no idea the Andrews were expecting. Yes, a bouncing baby boy. And mother and child are both doing well.
Yeah, Mary Andrews. That's right.
Uh-huh. And can you imagine? Twins.
Let's see now. Wonder what Archie's got up here that I can take down to the baby to play with. Hey, I know just what she'd like. This football. Yeah, she'll like this all right. Good thing I found it. She stopped crying. Now, how do you like that? I go all the way upstairs to get something for her to play with now, and she stopped. Oh, boy. No wonder the baby stopped crying. She isn't here. Oh, boy. Where could she be? Baby? Baby? Baby! Oh, boy. Just wait till Archie finds out he's an orphan.
Let's take another letter, please. To the Riverdale National Bank, gentlemen. In reference to... I'll take it. Andrews and Company, Fred Andrews speaking. Oh, hello, Tom. How's the... Yeah, but Tom, hello? Hello? That's funny. He hung up. What was that all about? Tom Henderson calls me. He says... He just got the good news. Congratulations, you old rascal. And he hangs up. Oh, well, that Tom's a strange duck. He never does make much sense. Well, let's get back to that letter, Miss Simmons.
Yes, sir.
Riverdale National Bank, gentlemen, in reference to... I'll get it. Andrews and Company, Fred Andrews speaking. Oh, Bill, hello. But Bill, wait. Hello. Hello? Let's see, what did he say? I just heard about it. I might have told an old pal good luck. Hey, what's wrong with the people in this town today? Oh, well, probably just a practical joke of some kind. Well, let's get back to that letter now, Miss Simmons.
Yes, sir.
Riverdale National Bank, gentlemen, in reference to... I'll get it. Andrews and Company, Fred Andrews speaking. Oh, John! How... Well, But John, wait. Hello? Hello, John? Now, what was that all about? Glad to hear it. Had no idea. Suppose Archie's glad to have a brother and sister. I simply don't understand.
Brother and sister? Miss Simmons, I don't know what's going on around here, but something tells me I'd better get right home and find out.
Jug, I'm back. Jughead?
Hello.
Jughead, what are you doing under the piano?
Looking for something.
Looking for what?
The baby.
Oh, all right, Jug, when you find it. Listen to the what?
The baby. I lost it.
Jug, what are you talking about?
I lost the baby.
Jughead, how can you lose a baby?
I don't know, Archie. Here, she left the baby, was fine for a minute, then she woke up and I went upstairs to your room to find something for her to play with. And when I came down, she was gone.
Gone? Oh, no. Chuck, did you look for her?
All over the house. Not a sign of her.
She was what could have happened to her.
I don't know.
Oh, Chuck, you think of something. When people give you babies to take care of, they usually expect to get them back.
I don't blame them. Babies are expensive.
Jug, I don't...
But maybe if you got Mrs. Jenkins a dog or something, she'd forget about the baby.
Jug, I don't...
Maybe you could talk her into taking up canasta.
Playing
tennis.
Jughead, will you please be quiet?
Oh, me?
Yes, you. Now, maybe I could get Mrs. Jenkins interested in a dog or tennis or canasta, but she'll still want her baby back.
In fact, she's going to be awful mad if she doesn't get... Hey, wait a minute. Why didn't I think of that before?
Think of what before?
That's what must have happened to the baby. Mrs. Jenkins changed her mind about going shopping, came over here looking for the baby while you were upstairs, took her home.
She... You think so?
Oh, sure, Judge, sure. That's the only answer. The only possible answer. I'll get her. Hello?
Hello, Archie. This is Mrs. Jenkins. You can bring the baby back home now.
Must be another answer, Judge.
What?
Hello, Mrs. Jenkins. Did you say you wanted the baby now?
Yes. I have a little doll. He's in very much trouble.
Oh, no, Mrs. Jenkins. No trouble at all. In fact, you'd hardly know she was here.
Well, that's good. You can just bring her right over.
Oh, boy. Did you say bring her over?
That's right.
You mean right now?
Yes, right this minute.
Well, Mrs. Jenkins?
Yes?
Would you mind if we kept the baby here just a little while longer?
Kept her there? What on earth for?
Well, you see, we're kind of playing a little game with her.
You are? What kind of game?
Hide and seek.
Archie, don't be silly. The child is much too young for any games. Now you bring her right home.
But Mrs. Jenkins...
It's time for her nap, anyway.
But Mrs. Jenkins...
Goodbye.
But Mrs. Jenkins, wait, Hello? Hello? Oh, boy.
So she wants a baby right away?
She sure does, Jughead. Come on.
Where are we going?
Like I told Mrs. Jenkins to play hide and seek, and boy, are we it?
When the wind blows a cradle home, dee dee dee.
Well, she's asleep at last, thank heavens. Now I can get back into the house and call Mrs. Jenkins and find out how on earth that baby got here in the first place. I never saw a baby who was so hard to put to sleep. The little rascal just wanted to stay awake and gurgle.
Mary! Mary!
Fred, is that you?
Yes, it certainly is.
Fred, what on earth are you doing home so soon?
Well, I'd hoped you could tell me.
What?
Is there any reason why half the town should be calling me up and congratulating me?
Congratulating you? Fred, why should people be congratulating you?
That's exactly what I want.
Maybe we ought to call the police or just... hello, Dad.
Hi, Mom.
Mary,
did you say call the police?
Who, me?
Yes, you. I distinctly heard you say you wanted to call the police.
Mary, police or no police, I want to know what those phone calls are all about.
What phone calls?
The ones I've been getting at the office all day.
Dear, Archie, answer that.
Okay, Mom.
Fred, how should I know anything about your phone calls?
Well, somebody should.
Mom.
Hello, Mrs. Sanders. I brought a present.
You brought a what?
A present for the baby.
Now, Betty, never mind about your baby. Tell me what baby?
Fred, I tell you... Oh, dear, Archie, answer that.
Okay, Mom, I'll get it.
Boy, what a busy place.
Judge, be quiet. Now, Fred, stop getting so excited, and we'll take things one at a time.
Mrs. Jenkins, Mom.
Mrs. Andrews, I want to see you.
Me?
Yes. Where is my baby?
Huh? Your baby?
Oh, Mrs. Jenkins.
Where's your baby, Mrs. Andrews?
Betty.
Whose baby?
Fred,
everybody's having babies.
Judge, please. I want my
please,
baby, right now.
Mrs. Jenkins, please, your baby is fine.
Mary, would you...
Where is my baby?
Mrs. Jenkins,
this place sounds like a maternity hospital.
We're still looking, Mrs. Jenkins.
Excitement isn't good for you, Mrs. Jenkins.
Betty,
Stop one minute.
Now, listen to me, all of you. This nonsense has gone far enough. Too far, in fact.
So has the baby.
Jughead, be quiet. I have never in all my life been so confused with so much talk about babies. Now, if there is any possible explanation about these babies, I want to hear it.
Well, Mr. Andrews, you see the bees and the flowers.
Sure, I got an explanation.
Oh, Fred, I'm as confused as you are. But all I know is that I came home and found Mrs. Jenkins' baby parked here in our living room, and I took her outside and put her to sleep in the sun.
Well, gee whiz, you mean that's where the baby disappeared to?
Of course.
Then she's all right?
Why, certainly she is.
Oh, you mean the baby you talked about on the phone was Mrs. Jenkins' baby and not yours.
That's right.
Oh, so that's how the rumor got around that we had a new baby.
I suppose so.
She was
there. You see how simply everything could be explained?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Andrews.
Yes, Mom.
No.
Huh? What?
There is one question still unsolved. Who in heaven's name brought that baby here in the first place?
The stork, of course.
Judge, be quiet. Dad, I brought the baby here.
You brought the baby here?
Uh-huh. I wanted to make some money.
Well, what for?
Well, Dad, I needed some money to rent a tuxedo for a party that Veronica invited me to.
Oh, good grief. Archie, do you mean to say you started all this rumpus just because
now,
you...
No, Fred, what? The boy didn't mean to cause any trouble.
Barry, I know that,
but
he...
wanted a tuxedo.
But he...
There's nothing so terribly wrong in that, is there?
But he... Well, maybe not. Oh, Mrs. Jenkins, I'm terribly sorry we caused you all this trouble. I'll return whatever you paid my son for supposedly taking care of your baby. And I'm certainly glad the baby's all right.
Oh, I'm sure she is.
Why, of course. Come on out in the backyard, Miss Jenkins, and we'll see if she's still asleep.
Really, terribly sorry, Mrs. Jenkins.
Well, I might as well go look at the baby since I brought her a present.
Well, Chuck, I got my tuxedo.
Yeah, but you sure did it the hard way.
Boy, I sure did. Oh, well, it doesn't matter now, Jug. The main thing is I finally got the tuxedo, and now I'm all set for that formal, and am I going to have a good... Now what? Hello?
Hello, Archie. This is Veronica.
Oh, hi.
I just called to let you know that so many of the boys complained about having to rent tuxedos, but the girls decided not to make the dance a formal affair after all.
Not to make the... Oh, no.
The Andrews will be back in just a moment, but first, may I remind you that the full scope of necessary military construction cannot, of course, be accurately forecast at this time. And yet, for this year, 1951, the bill for Army and Air Force construction alone is estimated at some $2.4 billion, and it's going up. Airfields, utilities, cantonments, radar stations, communication and navigational aids, fuel and lubricant depots, these are only part of the long list of construction projects for defense. Why, a typical radar outpost, just one of the many needed, costs in the neighborhood of $2.25 million. It's easy to see that if America is to be strong in the men and weapons of defense, she must be strong financially. That's where we can all help, through the regular automatic purchases of defense bonds, through the payroll savings plan where we work, or the bond a month plan at our bank. Yes, defense is everybody's job. Today, be sure that your dollars are on the bond wagon, every one you can spare. And now, back to Archie. It's later that same day, and Archie is just coming into the house.
Well, how'd you make out, dear?
Oh, fine, Mom. The tuxedo man gave me back my money.
Oh, that's good.
And since I don't need the money for anything else, I went and bought some flowers for Veronica.
Well, that's nice, dear.
I'll get it, Mom.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Archie. This is Veronica.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you that when the other girls heard the party would be informal, they were so unhappy about not wearing their evening gowns that we decided to make it formal again. Archie, are you there? Archie, what's the matter?
You've been listening to another chapter of The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Gentile and based on a copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie is played and sung by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone. Mom and Dad Andrews are played by Alice Yorman and Arthur Cole, Veronica and Betty by Gloria Mann and Rosemary Rice. Also in today's cast was Joan Shea as Mrs. Jenkins and Cecil Roy as the baby. This program is produced and directed by Kenneth McGregor. Listen next Sunday at the same time for more of The Merry Adventures of Archie Andrews. This is Roger Tuttle saying so long until then.
Three charms mean good times on NBC. Later this evening, Theater Guild on the Air brings to radio listeners a one-hour adaptation of Ring Lardner's famous comedy of the baseball world, Elmer the Great. Starring in this Theater Guild production is Hollywood's favorite Paul Douglas. And your big Sunday on NBC also includes another meeting of the Harrises and their friends on the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show. Now it's the Quiz Kids on NBC.